Good morning, Phil Grahams and travelers on the sunny path of life. Oof, a touch. Oh, I forgot chupa chup treat. A touch cool because of the house, you know. It's gonna be a little cooler than the outside for Shukran Anthony the toaster. Sorry. And he turned itself on too. Interesting. sorry. So what did I say on time wise? To be, if it's worth being accurate, 11:43 p.m. So I got a treat for Chupa Chup. I'm a little cool because in the house, I got the heater off and all that stuff. I even took the blanket out, the electric blanket. So, you know, kind of find that it's like, yes, yes, yes. And outside the sun, it is warm. It is warm. So, and there's a little breeze. So yeah, today it's said, I think, supposed to be like around 16, 17. So just today is going to be an amazing day. Just did the oatmeal. And I didn't quite finish with my Spanish. But I'm in this kind of role, and I'm able to do audio practice. I can only do that so many times when they give me the unlimited kind of access to the account that you would get if you paid for it. And so I get to practice my German, Italian, Spanish, and Portuguese. Yes, Spanish. You know, there are still words. It's still everything requires. There's always kind of room for bettering, you know? Bettering, to improve, eh? Mejorar. Anyway, so I'll finish that later. But I'm heading to Mercadona. My goodness, I haven't had those walking sticks for 5-6 days, huh? Because yesterday I didn't take them, because it's kind of a short loop, about an hour, and I go to town, and it just doesn't make any sense to haul them off. So, but I will definitely today. So, yeah, I guess I'm pretty pumped. The morning went well, I guess. Yeah, sure. Yawning a little bit earlier, but yeah, my brain was a little not foggy, but slow enough to warm up. I could tell the Japanese; it was a bunch of new words. And there are some words that they give you out there that it's unlikely I'm going to remember them because they are not really typical. You know, they are too specific. I mean, which is nice that Duolingo offers that, you know. They're going to go with, like, education. They're going to go with food. They're going to go with health. They're going to go with different things. And then they will give you a bunch of vocabulary, which is very nice. But anyway, so I could tell I was a little slow to start, but yeah, then it kind of went on just fine. From time to time with Esperanto, I can tell I'm kind of stuck some word. Oh my goodness, like they have some words which are so weird. You know, a lot of it, you know, with the language that I know, it is rather easy. You know, the way that it's structured. But my goodness, there are some word like trovijas means it's located. There are some, I forgot, I can't think of them now, but there are some that eniri is to enter, eniri is to leave, to go out. Apud is kind of like along or next to. Well, I guess maybe next to apud. Exter. Anyway, since so I was wondering if it was a pit bull. Anyway, but today was like in the last 2 days at least very nice. The German was less overwhelming, so you know, it's not like I'm not talking about the progress. I'm actually talking feeling overwhelmed. Desbordado, yeah? To be overwhelmed. Sorry, we have a lot of traffic right now. My goodness. Anyway, so yeah, and I wanted to do the oatmeal. Well, I was actually thinking that tomorrow the cell phone transfer would occur. I'm sure I've talked about that, with the iPhone 11. And speaking of that, Joaquin called me yesterday. I'll talk about the movie that I watched, which I was a little surprised by it actually. Anyway, I had watched it before, but I'll come back to that. So Joaquin called me, and I'm like, "Hey, yeah, sure. In a few minutes I'll be heading out, and I'll come and see you." So I was actually planning my departure from the library to walk and get a sunset, but that didn't work out because of Joaquin. So I went there, and he had a couple of phones that already arrived. And so my case, my iPhone case, is actually here. So it's kind of a waterproof case, so it's actually great. And I know you're gonna say, "But didn't you buy something at Media Market?" Yes, I did. It was a little more flimsy, but it's kind of for a lot of different phones, and you can slide it in there and then shut it. So I'm gonna have all my papers and my money and my Hey, Costa. Yeah, this is my mountain lion. This is my mountain lion. Yes. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Cómo estás? Yeah. You're so pretty. Oh, yeah, now we like each other. Now we like each other. What's your name? ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? ¿Cómo te llamas? I'm gonna call you Mountain Lion. Yeah? Are you gonna follow me for a minute? Huh? What you gonna do? Are you smelling the chorizo? Anyway, I guess it's adorable. Very, very sweet. Anyway, so basically I went there. So this was the case. And then he had a couple of phones. And then basically we entered into a discussion because of a battery. So that seems to be the big thing. Depending on the life of the battery, the price of the phone goes up and down. So I was gonna call. I tried to call him earlier, but he didn't pick up. And I was like, "Dude, I trust you. Just take the phone that you think is, the best, and then I'll just get this one. I'm not gonna worry about it." And then we were talking about memory, and I was like, "I don't understand on my podcast why it shows me taking 17 gigabyte of space. What's going on here?" It showed taking over 17 gigabytes of space, and yeah, I do have quite a few podcasts. But then it shows when I go to iPhone storage, I think it's called, basically what takes how much in a phone, which is very nice. And then you can do sometimes some cleaning. And basically, it shows that the podcast actually takes about 2.5 gig, And I'm like, I don't get it. Where is that extra space? So what he's postulating, lo que está propo lo él está proponiendo que quizá tiene que ver con no borrar bien, that they're not being erased properly because they're, I always get rid of them. But it's it may not actually be the case. So what I'm going to do when we get close to the transfer, I'm going to delete them all and then reinstall and then see what happened. All right, I can use these guys in the garage. They sound pretty small. I don't think those guys ever see the light of day. Good morning, girl. Good morning, what a beautiful day, huh? That is definitely a spring day. Kushi pasha. Who's happy? Who's happy? Who's happy? Come here, and then she shoots off. Yes! Oh! Yes! Oh! Que se pasa? Ven aquí, ven aquí. Dame. Acariciame. Que se pasa? Oh, you're smelling the other dog. What is it? Ah. Yeah. Do you know him? Do you know him? Okay. Yeah, she was like very studious in the thing. That's just for you, though. No. No. Okay. No. Yes. Muy bien. Siéntate. Well, that was all, Joaquin. So I got to do that? Yes. Muy bien. Yes. All right, girl. Love you. See you tomorrow. So we'll be going tomorrow morning. I basically told him, me fiorenti, I trust you. Or confiorenti, because in Spanish you can say fiarse or confiar. Fiarse de alguien o confiar en alguien. Me fiorenti. Oh, I think fiarse. Shit. Oh, there we have a pit bull with a muzzle. And then, anyway. So, yeah, so tomorrow morning after my practice, I'll be heading out there. So it's perfect. Just the way I had planned by doing the oatmeal today, so I didn't have to worry about that tomorrow. And wanting enough time for that stuff to cool off before I put it in the fridge. It's about, I do over 2 liters of liquid, to that kind of a 5 day breakfast. So it is quite a bit. So it takes a while to cool off. Like the lentils that I did yesterday, which are tasty, tasty. Anyway. Okay, so the phone stuff is happening. Yeah, it's basically saying the two that he has now is check them out and everything is great. So I trust him. You know what? And well, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. That's okay. But I feel good about that, keeping simple. And so tomorrow morning, so today basically I will have to yeah, to clear all my stuff. To well, I'll go to the library and I think I'm gonna basically if what you delete, my goodness, borrar. I was thinking of the Spanish word borrar, to delete, or in French effacer, or eliminate, yeah, the whole podcast stuff and reinstall it, and then see if I save space, and then I will undo all the downloaded album that I have on Spotify, but keep the album themselves because I like the selection that I have, and then that way tomorrow it'll go pretty quick to do the transfer. So that is for that. So everything has held really well. The wireless charger works very well. It's crazy, right? You put that freaking iPhone in the right, it has to be put in the right way. You can't just put it anywhere on top of it. But it doesn't take very long to figure it out. And then a staff just bang, just does it. I was debating too at one point. You have those magnetic cases like an O-ring. And that stuff snaps right on that wireless charger or Bluetooth charger. I don't know what you call it in the US. Inalámbrico, they call it, like wireless is what they call it here in Spain. And yeah, basically it's perfect. And it stays stuck to it because on mine, it's on top of it, but it can slide, it can move. It can get disconnected depending on what's happening. So I was debating, but then I realized Apple is notorious for having the stickers, the where you get the phone call, and then when you plug it in, to get crudded, to get dirty. So getting that waterproof case, I couldn't get both. I couldn't find a waterproof case that had a magnetic ring in the back. So I was like, well, then I'm going with the waterproof. Anyway, so it looks like more than likely tomorrow, I will see what. If I'll be able to get something for the one that I have, the i10, the 10XR, Anyway, so we'll see. And mine as well. Obviously, it would have things to do with it, but, well, anyway, regardless, it'll be what it will be. I'm fine with that. if he doesn't, then I might possibly give it to Juan, the phone, you know. Yeah, I might give it to Juan. And for them to, if they know somebody or whatever, that could use it because, yeah, I mean, I'm going to give the guy, I'm going to give Joaquin that the Bluetooth charger that I have. You know, that's when you just plug it in. Well, it's not Bluetooth, actually. No, it's not Bluetooth. You actually, it's a remote charger, or I don't know what you call it. And then you just plug that to, you charge it at home, and then you have so many charges during your trip. And that I will give to him. To do whatever he wants. Anyway. So yesterday, well, I guess let me talk about the book. You know, it is quite, the ending is really, it's like the writer wants you to think that everybody can be guilty. So it takes you through the rigmarole of, wow. Anyway, yeah, it's a little silly, I have to say. Really silly a little bit. It's hard to take seriously. But I am down to, I think I have what, like 30 pages, maybe less. So I'm more than likely will be finishing it today. So I read for quite a while yesterday. In bed, you know. Anyway, it was nice. Nice to enjoy reading instead of watching the screen. So, yeah, for what that's worth. For what that is worth. Anyway. So yesterday I watched The United States of Leland. I don't know. I don't think it's a Coen movie. No, I don't think it is. It just doesn't sound like them. But I don't know how I got into this one. But it popped as I was going through the Coen Brothers film. Could be theirs, I guess. But it is different. It is way more serious. You know, they're more satirical in their approach and cynical, you know, in the way they view things from my perspective. And this one is with Ryan Gosling. It's possibly, well, definitely one of his early roles. Not bad, actually. Not bad. And then you have Lena. I think her name is Lena Olin. I think her name. You have a few. I forgot the guy, the father of the one of the parents. Oh, and then Kevin Spacey, of course. Who is, I have to say, is definitely charismatic on the screen. He does, you know, diffuse a certain kind of aura. So some people are just like that. And I was surprised about the thoughtfulness, about the kind of conundrum it puts you into. You know, something that basically doesn't really make sense. Anyway, so kind of interesting in that aspect, because it was like original in that it didn't really fit. Interestingly enough, you know, it was kind of Hollywood made, but it didn't fit the mold, you know. It's almost like it was using that conveying, you know, vehicle, you know, which is Hollywood, in terms of to technically put a movie together. But the rest was, yeah, somebody's story, somebody different way of looking at things. So I was surprised. Yeah, I really, the adjective thoughtful, or thoughtfulness, I guess that would be an adverb then, right? Thoughtfulness of that movie. Caught me off guard. I just did not remember. I remember that sea. I think is that what it's called with Kevin Spacey when he's a counselor or psychiatrist or psychologist or therapist, whatever he is. And I think it's his wife who dies and smokes a lot of pot. And I liked that movie. It's one of my favorite, actually, of Kevin Spacey, along with American Beauty, because that's kind of a cult movie for me, coming of age. And not that he had a big part in that movie. It was not even a supporting actor in there. You know, they were just children were actually the protagonist in that movie. So he had a small part to play. But he's good. He's strong. He's a strong actor. Kevin Spacey. I don't know about the whole house of cards. I tried to get into that, and it didn't do it to me. It didn't do it for me. Maybe it did it to me, but not for me. But overall, like the big kahuna, I forgot the one where he's being a nasty boss, and then his employee kidnaps him and tortures him, and I forgot the name of the other guy, but... And then, of course, I have Margin Call that I'm going to watch again. One of the weird ones, it's like The Big Short and Margin Call are... They are two about the 2008 crash. If I'm not mistaken, I think Margin Call, too, is about that. That kind of bursting of a bubble. And I don't know, and you have Paul Bettany, who I really like him in The Unibomber, Search for the Unibomber, Manhunt, The Search for the Unibomber. And yeah, so I guess, yeah, something I wanted to say about him, the whole thing about, I guess, sex scandal stuff and, you know, people being canceled. I guess if you're in a public eye, I guess the standards are different for you. You're expected to maybe to embody the virtues that nobody else does, or being able to pretend, you know, or look like you do, you know, you just have to, yeah, you have to have the appearance, yeah. Here we go, la apariencia, yeah. So yeah, you basically you have to be able to fool people long enough, because nobody does, nobody is, you know. It's an unrealistic, but it comes with the turf, you know. So far, I'm sure there are some people, maybe like Joaquin Phoenix, who kind of. Elude that, or just like, yeah, fuck it, I'm not going to play by those rules. So you may have a few, but those are few and far between, and it requires, I would say, an eclectic personality, to say the least. So, but anyway, but yeah, I would say, you know, unless there is something like a crime that somebody does, you know, where he has to go to jail or whatever, I am more of the school that, well, if that's not the case, and if the person has his chosen profession, even though like Louis C.K., I am not actually a big fan. I don't quite see what people talk about. It's kind of like Richard Pryor. I just don't get it. It's just not my style. You know, a lot of the people that I consider the big one, I'm kind of on board in a comedy, in a stand-up comedy. But Louis C.K., but you know, a lot of people really like him, like his view. He's definitely cynical. You know, he's kind of a, yeah, he's kind of a, he's playing the cynical jerk. Kind of, in a way, his humor, a lot of his humor is about that. He's very jaded. He's a very jaded human being, and I think he's been for quite a while. But, you know, that being said, okay, whatever he exposed himself, he rubbed one out in front of somebody, or anything, it's like, who cares? Who cares? What? I don't know, I don't connect the two, you know. For me, somebody who's good at what he does is good at what he does. And we all break the rule. We all bend the lane, you know. We all Hollywood stop. I mean, it's like we all cheat. We all do. And why is that? You know, it's kind of like they are like a scapegoat almost. It's such, it's so hypocritical. hypocritical, the way they're being held to a standard when you don't, and you feel so righteous, you know, when you feel like the gavel is being pounded on their head because they've been bad. I don't know. So yeah, even though House of Cards wasn't really for me, I do, as an actor, yeah, I think Kevin Spacey, I don't know if he's ever won an award, but I think he's a very good actor. So, as an actor, he has all my respect. As a human being, I don't know the fellow. So, you know, and who... Anyway, it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna get lost in that mayonnaise here. I'm not going to go into the weeds, because I don't care anyway. I don't have any skin in that game. Anyway. So, oh wow, already I'm not cool anymore. So, yeah, today's going to be a beautiful day. I'm kind of holding back to do the laundry, but more than likely, we'll see. Maybe tomorrow, we'll see. No, not tomorrow, more than likely not tomorrow, no. But Thursday or Friday, I'll do the laundry. I'm really wearing my pants out, the one I'm going to throw away, you know. I mean, the belt system that's integrated is not really working anymore. It comes loose all the time. So, and there is a tear and the fabric is really thinning out. But I think after about 20 years, I'm not sure how much more one can ask these days, you know, as far as performance. So I'm pretty impressed. So I may actually have to consider, you know, dolling out the dough when it's time to get another pair of pants. Like the one I have from Decathlon, I mean, you know, they are okay, but they're a little stiff. I don't like the side pocket for the phone. It's weird. It's kind of narrow. I don't know. It's I don't know why they have it so small, actually. But it doesn't feel like maybe there's not enough nylon. You know, nylon in those polyester pants, it gives you the stretch. And I like it. I kind of like to feel that. And there is some, I think there is some nylon in there because there is some stretch. But yeah, it feels like paper a little bit on me. So, but the shorts, well, it's a different fabric. It's not the same one. Anyway. Oh, there's somebody burning the garbage. Anyway, so here we're coming to the road. And yeah, Torredón Jimeno, I see you here. I gotta go to the bazaar to get some sponges today. And I'm gonna get some flour, some guacamole, milk, flour, guacamole, and sponge. Oh, and fruit. If I find a mango, I'm going to get a mango. Heck, if I find a papaya, I'm even get a papaya in honor of Dorito. That'll be a heavy pack. But yeah, and make that very nice salad with some mint if I find some too. So I plan to do that for Saturday. Anyway. So, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, winter has held as long as it could. I'm not saying it's not going to get cool again, but no, nothing like what we just had. I think you may be looking at maybe cooler nights, possibly. But right now we're entering the 15 to 20 degree zone. And I bet you wouldn't be surprised in the next 2 weeks if we go from like 18, 19 to 20, 25 degrees. Which means I would change a little bit around. Obviously, like I said, I'm not putting sunscreen. So for those long walks, I don't know. That's going to be interesting how I'm going to do that. Because, my Duolingo, I guess at one point, I'm going to have to let go of the podium. Yeah, I'm not sure if I'm going to change that routine while I'm here. You know, maybe I'll just start to put sunscreen on the arms. I mean, my arm, actually, they are sexy. You have no idea. They are a little tan. And my legs, too, actually. Anyway. Oh, I was just listening to this thing on licorice today. Interesting. So they're saying 6 grams per day is a safe amount, but there's some issue. Interesting, with cortisol. Anyway, interesting. Because it does things. It does, apparently, things for weight loss. But the problem is it becomes toxic quite a bit. And depending on where you are, if you're a pregnant woman or older people, it's quite controversial. Apparently, I never heard that. But then again, you know, if you're eating those licorice stick, that is not really licorice anyway. It's licorice flavor. So, but if you really do like a licorice stew or whatever, not too many could be problematic. Very interesting. It could raise your blood pressure. I forgot what it does in the kidney. Anyway, interesting. The other time about banana, whatever that phytochemical that it has, kind of like the oxalate that binds, I think, vitamin C, if I'm not mistaken. So, like spinach, rhubarb, quinoa. Hold on, quite the same family. But anyway, so yeah, this thing about licorice, I really like licorice. Like, even though licorice ice cream, I mean, ice cream in general, I have to say, I'm kind of past. I don't really. But once in a blue moon, if they had a licorice, which I think you can find that in Spain. I really like the flavor, like a coffee licorice ice cream, ooh, or like a black walnut coffee. Those will be my two top choices, actually. And then you can go to like mango, raspberry. Then I guess I'm. Well, I also like chocolate mint. Ooh, chocolate mint, that is nice. Anyway, so here we are back on the trail. Then we got a little guy with his dog. But we are speeding now. All right. Downward we go toward Torredón Jimeno. So, can I say anything redeeming about the book? I think I've already said about the truth about the case of the Harry Quebert, that it is readable. I think technically, I was even thinking, could that be like done by a ghost writer? You know, I think you have a hola. You could, or like a GPT, or like some kind of artificial. I don't know, because it feels very poorly executed in terms of, like I said, the character. I don't know. I guess it's interesting in terms of what sounds good to somebody, you know? Where it's just like, dang, that was good. Like for me, it would be like Marcel Pagnol, Jean de Florette, Manon des Sources. Those are my favorite of his. And of course, the movie, which is a killer. Both of them, actually, in their own right, are great, you know, and they kind of reinforce each other. They only make each other stronger. Because a movie, then when you're reading about it, sometimes it helps you to be like, oh, okay, that's what he's writing about. Now remember the visual. And then the feeling, the emotions about the how endearing for him that part of France, and kind of the dilemma, you know, the conundrum, which is, you know, the tradition, the way, a way of doing things and all of that, the way it used to be. And there's something, you know, poetic about it. And then at the same time, the ignorance, the tribalism, you know, the whole of the greed and all of that. Na human nature in that time and space, you know, what came with it. Nothing is black and white. So it's kind of nice that it's kind of a, well, I think he's, well, no, I think he values science more, because, you know, the teacher in that book, spoilers alert, you know, is definitely, like in the movie, like in the book, is praised. You know, it's like, wow, he's a second coming, you know, somebody with education, with knowledge, you know, with an empirical foundation, you know, that's the future. And there is some truth to that. There's no question, my goodness. I think so much has happened because of that. But still, you know, talking about nature, and I guess, you know, back then, man was living closer to nature. So even though, if you gave me the choice to go back in the past and live closer to nature the way they used to, or to just go in the future to where we live not as close to and the way we are, I will take the future, me personally. You know, and I love nature. I really do. I mean, you know, here I am now. I love being outside, feeling the air, you know, being by trees and, you know, uneven terrain, rocks and grass and wild herbs and, you know, decaying and, you know, budding and all of that. You know, life. but I do really value also the conveniences, you know, the improvement, the advances, you know, technology has afforded us. And as far as I'm concerned, the writing on the wall is we are moving away from nature, period. You know, we have a fundamental problem with nature. You know, one is suffering. We believe in the eradication of suffering, if possible, right? Looking at people with genetic diseases to be able to clone organs, you know, people could live longer, would have less diseases, you know, would live more. And I think with AI and other things, it's going to be something that's going to become more interesting, you know, looking at pinpointing an individual program for somebody, looking at, in your case, look, that seems to be working better, you know, with the kind of biofeedback that you can record and analyze. I think more and more you're going to have programs who are going to be able to deal with such a complex amount of data, unthinkable for a human being, that they'll be able to tweak a plan, a really customized plan, and quite easily, you know, that it will not be like the frontier eventually, like as far as health. And I don't think there'll be an end to it, but yeah, I do believe that we are moving away from that. We're basically saying, yeah, we'll take over, thank you. That's not good enough for us, you know. You know, cancer is normal, right? And cancer is natural, you know. A lot of things are natural, and yet we're saying no. Saying, nah, I don't accept it. And at the same time, recognizing, you know, the majestic beauty, the poetic power that is nature, you know, the influential, the council, the all of, you know, because we go into that life which is kind of square, sterile, you know, where kind of everything makes sense according to that mind of ours or scientific understanding of the day. And there is chaos in nature that the scientific community cannot allow in order to progress. And then yet, that imperfection, that chaos, that chaotic, impulsive energy, there's something of value when it comes down to being a human being, for me at least. And I recognize that. And at the same time, you know, that if I had to choose between my iPhone and tablet and being outdoors, that would be a tough one. That would be a tough one. I think it would depend on the context, but it would be a tough one for sure. For me, it would be. Because from Duolingo, from reading the books, you know, online, and the access that you have, of course, because you could go to a library, but then you just, either you can do those interloans, you know, between library. I don't know if they do that here, but let's say they do. So, you know, you could look for a book and say, hey, could you get that from another library? And boom, you know, a few days later, you get it. So there is that option. But the thing with the tablet and you don't have the paper and I don't know. I like that, you know, the Duolingo, the watching the thing that I do. And so much of my life is revolving, you know. Is it revolving around technology? And I've really, yeah, to me, it's not an issue. It is a value. It is something that really bring me something. You know, I think if I was extroverted or, you know, kind of an idealist or whatever the case may be, I think there would be room for debate about that for me, you know, at least. But but the way that I am, you know, having quite a solitary life and enjoying, you know, well, damn, I could see now, you know, the whole thing with Netflix was still early, but I could see a time to where I would let go of the movies, you know. I think I see a glimpse of that, and I've talked about it many times. But anyway, so, yeah, I have no qualms about it. You know, I hear about some of the polemics, you know, the controversies out there about short attention span. And but I bet you, you know, you give something to somebody that they really want, or they have an experience that they really value, they're in. They're all in. They will have no attention problem, I think, for the majority. And I think, like forever, there is this trend, which is changes happen, and there is always a slice of the pie that get left behind, or that just can't make the leap, you know? So, you know, that kind of curve bell. The way it's called, curve bell? The curve bell? Yeah, the curve bell. I think it's called the curve bell, right? Because it looks like a bell. So basically, kind of showing you that on those two extremes, you know, you have people that are overly successful and some people who are just failure, abject failure at it, like in anything, but that most people kind of stay right there, you know, in the average. Yeah, they are burning. Wow, they're still cutting a lot. Amazing. Anyway. Yeah, it looks like fun a little bit, but if you day in, day out, if you have to burn all that stuff, it's a lot of work. Yeah, there's the ashes from the olive branches. Anyway, so did I finish on my review, my book report on the United States of Leland? I think I did. So, yeah. The protagonist was kind of it makes me think of Donnie Darko somehow with Jake Gyllenhaal. Anyway, it makes me think of that kind of it's kind of a dark thing, but it's like at the same time something feels clean also. Anyway. So we'll see what I'll do. So tonight I have to do the thing with the podcast. So that might take me a little bit of time. I'm making a list and I'm going to update that. So I don't... I'm going to rewrite it to make it nice on a pad, which is kind of nice to write down all those podcasts. And I have quite a few. I think I must have around 20, you know, between the news. Well, there's only one in French. I have like three in Italian. And I used to have five. I had two in Japanese, but I'm going to stick with Masa. It's not Marta, by the way. It's Masa. Masa. Masa Sensei. Then the German, I have capo. Spanish, I have two. Three. Three in Spanish. Yeah, pretty solid, the one that I have. And then nutrition, I have one, two, three. Three on nutrition. And then one for the news, something like that. I must be missing something. Anyway. So, but that is for that. So for now, heading to Torre Don Jimeno, getting my groceries. Oh, we have a lot of traffic. There's La Guardia Civil. I guess I'm less uneasy. They are a little more I think Guardia Civil is a hybrid between the cops and the army, like you do in French with les gendarmes. So they are, you know, they're all over the country, and they're a little more strict, so people are more intimidated by them. And I used to feel, I mean, I still do, but I just realized now, you know, they came by, you know, they were behind me. I mean, of course, I don't really have anything to worry about, you know. I'm not an illegal immigrant or none of that. That would be different. But possibly also due to the fact that I'm so sensitive, when I have kind of some guilt on my conscience, you know, or something that I feel ambivalent or whatever, you know, that I feel conflicted, maybe not ambivalent, conflicted, you know, or ashamed or whatever, when I see that symbol, you know, authority, the cops, you know, I kind of, I react. So, but anyway. So, that's a lot of arrows I've thrown your way. Is there anything else? There was something, but I can't think of what it is. I did feel a little sad leaving the Joaquin yesterday. It was interesting. Just, yeah, feeling a little sad. I don't know. I don't know. But I have to say, yeah, you can tell with the worms, you know, now feeling that this little seed in me is going to bud. And I do want to do I'm going to set up a thing with Antonio. I'm going to make a list, but I don't want misunderstanding. So realizing, you know, in terms of the way that I'm more than likely going to be operating when I'm doing that, you know, with my routine, the morning, the thing that I enjoy doing that is not going to change, you know, and making sure that his needs are taken care of, you know, that it feels like it's going to be an enjoyable thing for him. And then that the reality that, you know, that we'll be spending more than likely quite a bit of a time apart. And that's a reality. So I'm going to make a list of that and then being like, reach out to him at some point to maybe I might even do that one evening outside the library. So I'll have Wi-Fi, you know, to do a WhatsApp because he's in France and I don't have that kind of a plan. So that's something that I want to do. Make sure that I'm clear and clean and very explicit. And that also, you know, I hear him as well, that, you know, that whatever it's going to do, it's just going to be a great experience for both of us. And then to share, I think it'd be cool, you know, maybe go once or twice in a restaurant. Maybe like in Lisbon could be one place, and trying to think about, you know, because we'll be on a coast, so maybe a night of seafood on the trail could be nice too. But I have a feeling for him it's going to be more meat and, you know, things that I do, and I want to make sure that he's okay, and, you know, things like cooking. I'm going to be cooking almost all my meals, you know, and for the lodging and all of that, you know. Because even if we stay in the same town, we don't have to stay in the same lodging. If he wants, you know, his private room, because not everybody likes the dorm style, you know. And even though most of it last year was quite spacious, it wasn't that there was not that much traffic. But, you know, like in Lagos, it was, because it's surf town, and depends. You don't know. And, you know, if you're going to go in April, it's a little early, but my guess it's, I think there's going to be traffic, you know, this southern Portugal for the people who surf and, yeah, to have kind of a nice, I don't know, April is not really holidays for students and such, so who knows, it could be good. It could be a great time. But anyway, point is, I want to have a talk with him and make sure that I'm clear, you know, and that my yes means yes, that I'm, yeah. I want to be really, really clear and clean, you know, and honest and have integrity. Anyway, so I think I'm going to play again. I played it last night, but I'm going to play again the second piano concerto by Rachmaninoff. So my friend, peace and love. And talk to you later from beautiful, well, I don't know if I'm in Jamilena or Torredón Jimenuna. Anyway, love and peace.